We've reached that time on a Monday where the first hour of Sports Talk is winding down, and Nick and I will look back at the weekend that was, and we'll choose a trio of stellar performances. It is a little something we call Light 'Em Up.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard, he got the shot off.
Thank you very much, Mike Tirico. I appreciate the intro, just as we do every week, where Light 'Em Up is sponsored by Hop Valley and their Bubble Stash IPA. Bubble Stash is Hop Valley's most innovative beer to date and the perfect beverage for the big game. It's a perfectly refreshing IPA experience that doesn't have the bite or lingering bitterness that you get from other IPAs, and that's because of cryo hops, which is from the process of freezing hops at sub-zero temperatures and collecting the hop residue that's left over. This amplifies the blueberry, tangerine, and mango flavors that go into Bubble Stash that also have a dank resin and fragrance from those cryo hops. Bubble Stash won a gold medal at the 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards in Bend and is homegrown, brewed and canned right here in Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood, available in 12-ounce cans and on tap throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. Steve, start us off.
Well, if we're going to be like that,
yes.
I'm going local. I'm going obvious. Peyton Pritchard is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
Tell you, if I ever landed in Vegas with a hot hand like that, I need a separate piece of luggage for all the extra cash. But the dude from West Lynn, not going to be denied. This transcended the statistic sheet. It's like he almost demanded they win that tournament and remove any doubt, no desire to put it in the hands of the selection committee. After playing minimal minutes in the Washington State blowout, he just balled out. 20 points, 5 assists against Utah, 18, 8 dimes in the OT heart stopper against Arizona State, then in the ruination of Washington, 20 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and the in-your-face lefty throwdown.
Oh.
But all those numbers, 115 minutes on the floor, those 3 fateful games, as much as he played, as much as he handled the ball, as key as he was, he only turned the ball over 4 total times. It's remarkable. Peyton Pritchard, dancing and lit.
It's lit!
Oh, he was so good. I love that dunk. Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's not easy. Giannis Antetokounmpo, my Greek freak. He lit up the NBA this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy, Scott! Because it's lit!
I think I said it wrong the second time, too. Giannis had one of his best games of the year on Friday night when the Bucks took on the Heat. His line was 33 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, 12 of 19 from the field, and a 15-point win over the 8th-seeded Heat in the East. He had a game score of 31.7, which was the best in the NBA for a Friday night. A great performance for Giannis. And then he topped it off with a game score of 50.4 against the 76ers. Second highest game score of the year in the NBA, and I don't even think you could do these numbers with Giannis in a video game. His stat line: 52 points, 19 to 21 for free throws, 15 to 26 from the field, 15 defensive rebounds, 16 total rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 1 turnover on the night. The Greek freak absolutely dominated the 76ers in what is surely going to be a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals, but somehow the Bucks lost, which is a crime the 76ers in Philly will rightfully be punished for come May. Giannis, lit.
It's lit!
Next up, I'm going Villanova. Are they back? Maybe, but they're lit.
It's lit!
That's it? I don't get the whole routine?
Sorry. All right.
These are the reigning national champs. A team led last year by Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Dante DiVincenzo, and Omari Spellman. Those 4 guys who averaged 62 points and 22 rebounds and 12 assists a game. They lost that. Brunson is now with the Dallas Mavericks. Bridges plays for the Phoenix Suns. DiVincenzo playing for the team with the best record in the NBA, the Bucks. Spellman is with the Hawks, but playing for the Erie BayHawks in the G League. But in game three this season, the champs got worked over by Michigan. They lost to Furman. Penn out of the Ivy League knocked them off, and they lost at Kansas. But they hit the Big East schedule on a roll, hit a huge speed bump, survived some bad losses, but won the regular season title. Then after taking out Providence in round one, won an OT against Xavier and beat Seton Hall for the title. They play St. Mary's in the 6 versus 11. My Cats are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You want the full thing? You can get the full thing. Yale's Bryce Aiken and Harvard's Alex Copeland lit up the Ivy League championship game.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
It's the game on the hardwood, and it did not disappoint. Both teams finished tied for first in the Ivy League after the regular season at 10-4, but it was the Yale Bulldogs that came out on top to get into the NCAA tournament. Harvard came out hot, as they said. Alex Copeland, 9 of 13 from the field, 7 of 9 shooting free throws, 25 points and 7 assists, but Yale's junior guard Bryce Aiken saw that stat line, raised it himself. 38 points, 12 of 12 from the line, 7 of 10 from the field, and because shooters shoot, he was 4 of 11 from 3. Yale move on to 22-7 on the season, a 14 seed in the East, taking on LSU, a team that doesn't even have their head coach, and the Bulldogs ready to make some noise in the tourney, and they are lit.
It's lit!
Ah, skull and crossbones. My last one, not Big Dance related. I'm going Rory McIlroy is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, he's kind of become the forgotten man. Obviously, Tiger draws a ton of attention. He can miss the cut, but if it's on the Golf Channel for two rounds, we'll see every shot. Heck, we knew Lefty moved the needle. When he won at Pebble Beach, the TV numbers were solid. Brooks Koepka has won two majors and an event this season. Ricky Fowler does national ads and is very recognizable. Dustin Johnson hits it 4 miles. He's the number one ranked golfer in the world. But McIlroy was the toast of the tee box not that long ago between the 2011 U.S. Open and 2014 PGA. He won 4 majors. He's still just 29, fourth in the world, and he sent out a bit of a reminder notice this past weekend at legendary Sawgrass. He won the TPC. Rock steady, 67, 65 to open, finished with a pair of 70s to edge Jim Furyk by a stroke. His game is rounding into shape. Masters starts in 25 days. Beware, Rory McIlroy is lit.
It's lit!
We got to be real quick here. Matthew Tkachuk of the Calgary Flames lit up the Rangers Friday night.
It's lit!
Flames battling it out with the Sharks to win not only the Pacific Division, but the number one seed in the Western Conference. Get a huge jump on the Sharks thanks to Tkachuk and his 5 points and a 5-1 win over the Rangers. He got the primary assist on all 3 of his assists, had 2 goals as well, one of them the game winner early in the second period. His second was the nail in the coffin, the 5th of the night. Tkachuk is in his 3rd full season in the NHL. Career highs in goals, assists, and points, 32, 41, and 73, just over a point of game. He's only played 72 so far. The Flames have already wrapped up their playoff spot, and it's thanks to the son of the 20-year NHL veteran, Keith Tkachuk. The Flames, Tkachuk, lit!
It's lit!